Good evening and welcome to the Thursday night shiur for Parshas Vayera, this week's Sedra. The beginning of the Sedra, we know that Avraham Avinu meets up with the three individuals whom he thinks are people. They're actually Malachim, and he hosts them in his home, and he's Mekayim the Mitzvah Achnosas Orchim. So I'd like to focus on one perhaps lesser known aspect of the Mitzvah Achnosas Orchim, and that is the question of escorting one's guests, the Mitzvah of Levaya, not Levaya in the sense of the final escort to Rachman Latzan. We bury somebody, we also call that a Levaya, but the Mitzvah of Levaya, of escorting a guest out of one's house when one has to leave. At the beginning of the Sedra, in the first of the sources, Bereshis Parak Yud Ches Pasuk Tazayin. So after these angels in the guise of people, sat and had a meal that was hosted by Avraham Avinu, so then they informed him that his wife Sarah is going to have a baby, etc. Again, we know the story. So it says in Parak Yud Ches Pasuk Tazayin, the first verse, they turned from there and they were going to head towards Sodom. We know what ends up happening over there. They destroy the city, Lot gets saved, and so on. But the pasuk ends by saying, Avram holech imam l'shalchem. Avram was accompanying them. He was walking with them to kind of escort them, to send them on their way. And Rashi comments there in the second source, Perkut ches pas tezan abrashis too, l'shalchem l'lavosam. He escorted them. You know, that's what l'lavosam means. He was accompanying them on their way out of the, they were leaving his tent or his place to head down towards Sodom. So Avram accompanied them a certain distance. We don't know what the distance was, but that indicates that Avram wanted to complete the mitzvah of achnosas orchim, of hosting guests, by escorting his guests away as they were leaving his home. Now, the requirement or the idea of escorting guests plays a major role in a parsha much later in the Chumash, in Parsha Shoftim, in Chumash Devarim, at Parak Chaf Aleph, where we encounter the mitzvah known as the mitzvah of Egla Arufa. The Torah describes there, in Parsha Shoftim, Varim, Parak Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, the third source, the Gemara describes, Ki motze cholol ba'adama, if a corpse is found somewhere, and we don't know how he got killed, we don't know how he died, and so on. So the Torah describes, not going to read all the psukim inside, but the Torah says that the elders from the nearest city, they measure to the nearest city, the nearest town, and the elders from the nearest town come out, and there's a whole ceremony that they have to follow, and they take an eglo, which is an animal, a calf, and to a certain place, and then they have to chop its head off and knock it on the head. Anyway, among the things they have to do, if they wash their hands, again, there's a whole ceremony. And it says in Pasuk Zion, in Source 3, V'anu v'amru, these leaders, these elders, would make a declaration. They would say, Yodeinu lo shafru es hadam hazeh v'einenu lo ro. We did not spill, we are not guilty of spilling this person's blood, of leaving this person dying. We didn't see anything. And therefore, Hashem, Pasuk Ches, says, Kaper elam chui shol asher patisa, please atone for the Jewish people and so on, and don't let anybody who doesn't deserve to be punished. We didn't do this. And those are the psukim there in Parsha Shoftim. Rashi and Pasuk Zion raise a very interesting question. What's this declaration that the elders have to say, we are not responsible for killing these persons, right? This person. Rashi asks, v'chi also alev shezikne bezin in source 4. Sheshovchi damim hayu. What, did anybody think that it was taka, may have been the elders of the town who were responsible for this person's death, who killed this person? They have to say, we didn't kill him. Did anybody suspect them, the elders, the leaders, the canon of the town, of killing him? No. Elalora ino pachuna belomazonos olalavoya. What they were saying is, we did not let him leave our town and our area without having provided him some food and without Levi, without escorting him. We don't know. He wasn't by us. We don't know what happened. We are not guilty in that sense. Nobody thinks they really killed him, that they're the ones who killed him, but they're saying we had no responsibility because we did not let him leave without an escort. And then they would say, Karpalam Chayisrael and Son of Kohanim would say that. That Darashi gets that from Gemara in Soto, on Daf Mem Hamad Beis Mishnah. Source 5 says, Zikne Ha'ir Rokhtin Sidayan B'mayim B'mokom Rif Shal Eglav Omrim Yodeinu Lo Shofchus Adam HaZeven En Ro, etc. And the Mishnah asks, like Rashi, that's where Rashi got it from. Allah Datenu, Bechal Datenu, also Shizik me Bez and Shokri Dom. Hey, no. Ela Shalom Bo, Yadena Pachuna below Mosav, Lorino, Vahanichnu, Vinachnu, below Levaya. We did not let him leave without food. We did not let him leave without being escorted and so on. And Rashi explains there in Sota Mem Heim and Reis on that Mishnah, Lobol Yadena Pachuru. Right? It wasn't by us, and the Gemara explains we didn't let him leave without any food, because otherwise that would have caused him to have to get mixed up in robbing somebody and maybe getting killed, Rashi says. And again, more important for us at the moment, lo ra'inu v'inachnuhu, second Rashi printed in 6, yechidi below chabura. we did not let him go without some people escorting him out on the way. So we're not responsible for this. So the Rambam tells us in Hilchos Rotzeach, Perek Tes Halacha Aleph, the full title, as you see in 7 of the Laws of Murder, is actually Hilchos Rotzeach Ushmiras HaNefesh. So Rashi there says in Perek Tes Halacha Aleph, Horug Shanim Sanofa Barthel Odon Beko, again, a corpse, a dead body is found, and nobody knows who killed him. Manichanos from Koma, and it says their elders come from the Bezdin of Shalim. Now, again, it describes the ceremony in detail, which we don't need to see every word right now, but again, they figure out which is the nearest city. And Halacha Beis, if they figure out which is the nearest city, the elders of that city come out, and in Halacha Gimel, the orphanos are shom bekupitz machreya, they take a kupitz, like an axe, that's how they kill the animal, fine. Ubezdin Shalos, Irim Kolzik, there, Afila Hemea, everybody, all the members of the court, the leaders, the rabbinic leaders of that town, have to wash their hands. And it would say in Lashon HaKodesh, the second line of Halacha Gimel, Yodeinu lo shofchas damas v'anei lo ro. Klomar, what does it mean by that? Rambam explains, Shalom boli yodeinu hanerakazep. This dead person was not by us. And we didn't let him go without food. And we didn't let him go without levaya, without being escorted out of town. So the Rambam brings us all the halacha. And for this, once again, we see the importance of levaya, of escorting a guest out of town. So based on this mission in Sota, of Memhebez, the Gemara, on the next Amud, has a whole bunch of different statements about the importance of escorting one's guests when one's guests are ready to leave. So, for example, Gemara says in Source 8, Sota Memhebez, Tanya hire a mayor Omer Kofin Levaya. Okay, Kofin Levaya, Rashi said that means in Source 9, Kofinus Misha Eno wrote to the Lavas Chaver La Derech Shalavu. Bezin compels or forces, they take whatever steps are necessary to impose upon the people the importance of this obligation. Right? The Kofin, you force, right? Back to the Gemara in 8, hire a mayor Omer Kofin Levaya, Shishar Halavaya, Eno Shir. This is a limitless reward. The reward for this mitzvah is limitless. And therefore, the Bezdin are to do, Kofin literally means force. Whenever we compel, the Bezdin takes an active role in pushing and encouraging people to perform this mitzvah. The Karen Ora explains, one of the Achronim, the early Achronim, Karen Ora, the Talmud of Rucham Elosha, and Source number 10, the Karen Ora says, on that daf and sotum and vov and beis in 10, Diva Maslo Tanya, Hare Meir Omer, Diva Remeir Messiah and Masnesen, the Tanah that can now with Remeir can figure out the mission. Because the mission said that the Zikne Bezdin had to make that statement, Yodainal Oshavko, etc., and we didn't let the guy leave without being escorted. Okay. And what do I mean without being escorted? If they have to make that declaration, obviously it's their responsibility. That's where the mayor, because what do you mean Kofin? Who does the forcing? The Bezdin. Where do we get the idea that Bezdin has any role? So the Karen Ora explains, because the commission tells us that if the dead body is found, it's the Zakenim of the city who have to declare, we were not negligent. Okay. We were not remiss in our obligation to see to it that the person got escorted out. I mean, it's a job of Bezdin. And he writes in the second line there of 10, B'chi heche the kofen al tztaka, just like the Bezin can force people to give tztaka. They can make a tax. They can take people's money and so on to distribute it to the poor, meaning it's a communal obligation. It's an obligation of the leaders of the town to see to it for the successful function of the town. Machanami kofen al avaya. Okay? And just like B'chi heche the Bezin las was kupo shal tztaka, just like the Bezin in every town we have it here is supposed to set up a tztaka fund. And the shuls have the rabbi's discretionary fund and other tzedakah funds. That's part of the job of a Jewish community, set up such a thing. So hachinami ala bezin also shluchim l'levaya. The bezin should appoint people who will escort guests when they leave town. And that's what the Rambam said. We didn't see this Rambam yet. The Rambam says, oh, we'll get to it later. But he said bezin would have shluchim. Wasn't that the rabbis of the Bezin, they themselves had to escort the people out of town, but they had to see that it was taken care of. It's something they have to do for the successful function of the society. A little, how do we know they can force people to give tzedakah? So that's the Gemara in Baba Basra, Dav Ches and Beis 11. The Gemara says, Omar ben Nachman, Rav Abba Ravua, Lefi Shemim Mashkan al tzedakah. You can see something for tzedakah. Feel about Erev Shabbos, and leave out what Erev Shabbos is doing. Not for now. Ki had the Rava ach fil Rav Nosam Rami, v'shok b'na arba mea zuzil tzedakah. Rava was in charge in his town, and he took 400 zuzim for tzedakah from a certain person he felt wasn't giving in accordance with his ability. And the Rambam paskins this way, Hilchos Matnos Aniyim, that's the laws of tzedakah, Parag Zayin Alecha Yud, and 12, the Rambam writes, Misha Eina Rotz Alitain Tzedakah, if someone doesn't want to give any tzedakah at all, O Shitin Ma'at Mimasha Roila, or he gives much less, he's a miser, gives much less than he's supposed to. Bezdin, to the extent that they can force, to compel the person. Kofen also, well, makin also, makas mardos. They can even whip him in some of the days when he had Bezdin. Achi ten masham dula ten, until he gives what he's supposed to give. They assess he's able to give. And the yard them on a chosov. They can actually seize his property. like a tax, you know, the government. They can insist on this, and they can take whatever's supposed to be taken. The same thing appears in the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Daki Yoredeya Simin Reish Mem Ches 13. Sefalov, it says, Kol Odom Chayav Liten Stoka, everybody has to give Stoka, even a poor person himself receives Stoka, has to give something from what he gets, has to give something to some other poor person. And Mishanos and Pachos Mashor Liten, Bezin Ayukofen also. Right? The same thing the Rambam says, and Ramashkan Hot Stoka. So that's clear. That's what the Gemara means, that just, the Karen Ori explains what the Gemara in Sota means, that just like there's an obligation upon Bezin to see to it that people are giving Stoka, okay, and that the charitable donations are what they should be in the town. So too, they have to set up people who will escort guests out of town. That's what the Karen Aruch says the Gemara means. Later in the Gemara, it says that same daf from Sota Mem Bamid Beis. It says the following based on an interesting pasuk from last week's Sedra. In the beginning of last week's Sedra, Parshas Lech Lecha, Bereishis Parak Yud Beis pasuk Chaf in 14. The pasuk says that when Avram left Mitzrayim, remember he came down to Mitzrayim because there was a famine. And then they took Sarah away and so on. Eventually, everything got smoothed out, and it was time for Avram to leave. So it says, So finally, Paro appointed men, and they sent Avram and his wife and everything with him out. So Rashi explains in the source 15, Parakut Beis Pasachov, Vayitzav Olav, Alodos of Lashalcho Shomro, right? They sent people to escort him, basically. Vayishalcho mit ketagmo. Va'alviyu, that's the word Levoya, that's the Aramaic word. So again, you see that Paro escorted Avram at a time for him to leave Mitzrayim. He sent men to accompany him on his way. Now, we don't normally learn too many halachas from Paro, okay? But the Gemara says something about the Medrash, really. Gemara, same Gemara in Sota, says something very interesting. You know, Avram was promised in Parshas Lech Lecha, and later on, last week said, Perek Tesvov, Pasuk Yud Gimel, by the Bris Ben Habsorim, the famous Bris Ben Habsorim. Avram was told that his descendants would later on be slaves in, or be afflicted and punished in a foreign land. Your descendants will be servants for 400 years in a foreign land. The Gemara in Sota Daf Mem Vomrei says something fascinating. 17. Omar B'Shum Levi. Bishul Arba Psia Shaliva Paro Lavram, Shanemar Vayitzavel of Paro Anashim. Okay, the pasuk I had in 14. Paro took four steps, so to speak, four paces, and escorting Avram out of town. Nishtabdu B'banav Arba Me'oshana. That's why Avram's children were servants to Paro's descendants, the future kings of Egypt, for 400 years, the other pharaohs. Shanemar B'avadatem, B'avadum V'inosam Arba Me'oshana. Okay, that's a fascinating, I have to figure out what that means. I mean, you know, but that's what it says. That was the reward. Paro got a reward for escorting Avram out of town. Then the Gemara says, Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, Kalam Elavis Chaver Arba Amos Be'ir. It's not only when you leave town, but Arba Amos Be'ir, within the city itself, you're accompanying four Amos in the city, Eino Nizok, right? Nothing bad will happen to the person, right? Somehow that affords him the protection he's going to need when he continues on the rest of the journey. And Ravina Alve Larova Bar Yitzchak Dal Ramos Beir Motle Hezekiah Itzil. Okay, and Ravina escorted Rava Bar Yitzchak four Amos in the city, and then he came upon a dangerous place. He was saved. Okay, so anyway, somehow this. What's the story here with this Paro with the, you know, these four steps? How do you know those four steps? So they try to figure it out. It's hard to say where you know that Avram took four steps, but the Marsha explains that obviously the Shibud, the enslaved in 710, the Marsha there in Sota, Memvam Beis, the Chidush HaGodes, the Masul Bishvil, has to comment, obviously that's not why the Jews were enslaved in Egypt, because Avram had Paro escorted him out. What did Avram do? Okay, Ma Posha, what did he do wrong? Oh, you know, Paro escorted you out, so now your children will be slaves in his land. No, the Marsha explains, Ella Shibud Nigzar, Bizaris Ben Absar. No, that was part of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan was. The Jewish people would have to be, you know, spend time in a foreign land in an afflicted state. Now, Avraham Avinu was told that, but he wasn't told which nation it was going to be. It just says, Be'eretz lo lahem. Look back in the Pasuk, Parak Tazal Pasuk Yigimon, Lech Lechot 16, just says they'll be in a foreign land. Right? It doesn't say which foreign, it can be any foreign land. How did it land up being Egypt? Okay, how did it land up being Mitzrayim? Because of these four paces that he took to escort Avraham. That's how the Marsha explains. Then the Gemara says something else. Again, it's all in Sota, Mem, Vav, Mud, Beis. 20, the Gemara says, Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, Kolam Alaves, Chaver, Armas, Meir, Eino Nizok. We just said the same thing before. Rav Ravina, okay, I didn't have to repeat it, but Ravina, Alve, Larova, Yitzchak, Dalam, Meir, Motadad, Hezek, Yitzchak, find Tan Rabbanon. Here's the distances. That's four amos minimum. But harav le talmid, if it's a talmid and a rav and the that's who's escorting, then you have to go much further. You have to go ad iburo shel ir, okay? Ad iburo shel ir. All right. What does that mean? Rashi said ad iburo. Well, first of all, it's important. Eno nizo. Oh, so it's all that means the person's going on a trip. He won't be, even if you escort him only four amos in the town, that's somehow there's avtocha, nothing bad will happen to him. But that, a Talmud and a Rav, you have to escort him much further. What is the Iburo Shel Ir? Iburo means like the city limits, to the outskirts of the town, the city limits, which is, according to Chazal, 70 amos, two thirds of an amos outside past the last house. Okay, has to do with the other dinam also, but Tchum Shabbos is, but anyway, 70 amos and 70 and two thirds amos, 70 amos and change outside the city limits. That's how far you have to do if it's a Rav and a Talmud. Then back in the Gemara, on the second line of 20, Chaver lechaver, okay, Tchum Shabbos, Talmud, Rav and a Talmud, but a Chaver lechaver, right, two friends and so on, that's our Tchum Shabbos. Talmud l'Rav, the other way around. The Talmud is escorting the rabbi, not the rabbi is escorting the Talmud. Talmud is escorting the rabbi, then ain't lo shir. Okay, what do you mean ain't lo shir forever? V'kama arv sheisad parsa, and if it's rabbo muvak, it's three parsos, all these distances. And so, therefore, it seems you have to escort, we have different distances, you have to escort the guest out, depending on the relationship between the host and the guest, and specific situations. Then the Gemara concludes, now you're responsible. It's like a murder. You leave the guy, two things. You're not malava somebody, and he doesn't, no, I'm okay. No, let him, you're supposed to want to be accompanied as well. Okay? Now the Gemara had said that there's no shear, right? That there's no shear for the mitzvah early on. The Gemara we had earlier, it says back in source number 8, the Gemara earlier, Mem Vav and Beis, said Tanya Hara Meir Omer Kofin Lulavaya Sheschar Halavaya Ein Lo Shear. But here we just gave a shear. It's four amos, or if it's a rav and a talmid, it's this distance. If it's two friends, it's that distance. What do you mean Ein Lo Shear? So Marshall explains in 22, what do you mean Ein Lo Shear? We have all these shurims. He means no. Le'inyan schar, 22. The marshal divim asal kofin lelevay, and the chiddush hagod is there. And so to my vav base, he says le'inyan schar. The reward is limitless. That's what it means. Okay, and it can be a hatzol. It can be hatzof kaladoros. It can be something that benefits you years later. But aval ikar hamitzah, the mitzah itself, then there are ground rules. There are boundaries. Okay, as the Gemara says, right, and that's why he says we have a mission, a famous mission to give peah. Many people say it as part of Birchas Torah, but it never mentions levaya of guests, escorting guests. According to the Gemara, that's Ein Lo Shir, should have been in that list. So Marshal says no, because that's talking about, that Mishnah over there is talking about the actual mitzvah itself has no limit. Here we're not talking, the mitzvah here does have guidelines, does have boundaries. You have to go this far if it's this guest, and that far if it's the other guest. But it means here is the reward is limitless. Okay, now. Then the Marshal again, same in the Chiddush HaGadol, all on the same daf. This is on the earlier daf, actually, on Mem Hamid Beis, the Masa Lo Bo. The Marshal there raised a question, the same for your fame, Mara and the Medrash, and he says, the Chol Misha, what do you mean? Every person who walks out of a house has to have a team of, of escorts? I mean, how is that possible? Okay. I mean, if I have I have a guest over Shabbos, so I have to have five people escort him out every time. You have to have people on call. This will be a new job for what they call chaverim. I'll have the chaverim. Anytime someone's company, we'll give them a call. I'm having company to Shabbos, show up at my house at 2:30 to escort the guests. Every time in the town. So the Marshal says, Lachach Nira, in the second line of 23, Lachain Nira, Dain Alavai Zuela Beis Pisarosman Ear. It's only if the guy's going out of the city limits. Again, in those days, it was like today, we have highways. We'll get back to that in a second. But he says, it means when they're leaving the town. As it says, they never get nizo. But he says, but we did see a couple of sources that seem to say that even in the town, okay, according to quotes Rashi like that, that even in the city, we shouldn't let a person go. When is he going out of the city? He says, true. Especially in those days, traveling was dangerous. I mean, that we know. Okay, traveling was dangerous. So that's what the. That's the pashup shot, but there also seems to be something else, a dovar skuli, right? There's some kind of a I don't say good luck charm, but some sort of a, favorable thing that everybody's saved from being attacked or from suffering on a journey, even if they escort him only 4 amos inside the city. Somehow that brings you a guarantee, okay? And that the rest of the journey will be safe as well. That's how the Maharsha Short writes. I just want to point out on the Pusik and Parsha Shoftim by the Egla Rufa, Parakhafala Pusik Zion, the Daz Zekenim Balatosis, the Balatosis in 24, point out that the word Shafhulad, Yadena Lo Shafhu, is spelled in an unusual way. Usually the word Shafhu is spelled Shin Pei Chaf Bav, Shafhu. But here it's spelled with a hey, Shin Fei Chaf Hey. It's still pronounced Shafhu, but it's spelled differently. It says Kosov Behei, Lomar Shachar, Balabais, Lasos, Chamisha Dvarim. The hey is hinting at the fact, hey is the number 5, is hinting at the fact that a Balabais, a host, has to do for his guest 5 things. Achila, Shtia, eating, drinking, Lina, a place to sleep if needed, Levaya, escorting him, and Mazon Ladera, food for the trip. He's going to be going on a trip, he has to have some food. It's not like today where you can just stop on the side of the road. They have a rest stop. They sell all kinds of stuff. They got traveling. Where's the food going to come from? So the host had to give him food also when he left. Then it says Gam Matana. What that means is that a 6th thing or is a Chilash Tia count as one? Not our issue now. But the bottom line is, and that's what it says. Shafchu is with a hay to hint at this. Okay, it has to be. And he says that's why the Gemara linked the 2 things together. Right? It says. We didn't let this guy leave our town without food, and we didn't let him leave without a levi. There is a connection over there. Now, he then mentions something interesting about Atos on the 3rd line. The Eish Omrim de Levaya Havishir Mil. Okay, a mil is a significant distance. It's the distance that one would walk in 18 minutes or 22 and a half minutes, 24 minutes, a distance. Okay, but it's measured in a time. Let's say the average person would walk in 18 minutes. Okay, so that's a mil. Not the same as a mile necessarily, but it's not far off from a mile. That's how you have to accompany him. How did we get that from? Some smach ledover, a pusik I printed at the very end. It's a pusik in the Tehillim, Perek Tzadi Aleph, pusik Yud Aleph. Ki malachav yitzav alach lishmarcha b'chol drachecha. We know that pusik. Ki malachav yitzav alach lishmarcha b'chol drachecha. So the words malachav yitzav alach, the Rosh Hashanah is mem yud lamed, mil. Malachov Yitzave Loch. So that's why we have a tradition that the distance is to walk a mil. Okay? And then if you walk him a mil, then we can be confident that the person will be safe the rest of the way. All right? Then he also says that Levaya is, in effect, the biggest thing you do for the person because you're doing it with your body. It's not your money. You actually have to physically do something. Right? That's always tougher. It's easier to appoint somebody else, but you have to physically do something. So that's why it's a great thing. Then he quotes a pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Nun Zayin, pasuk in Test 25. It says, "Borei Niv Sosayim, Shalom Shat Haftar for Yom Kippur. Shalom, Shalom, Larachov, Lakarov, Amar Hashem, Rufosiv. Shalom, Shalom is peace, Larachov, Lakarov." So the Balei Tos is there in 24. I have a drusha and that pasuk in Shoftim that Shalom, Shalom, Larachov, Lakarov. It's Rachok, that's the guy who's leaving town. He's going distance from the town. And Karov, the guy who's going to come back. They'll both be safe. Otherwise, you could wonder, okay, I have to accompany, it's a double shanah sova. I have to accompany him because he has to be safe. But I got to go home. It's not safe for him to go back. He's got to come back with me. So it's an infinite loop. I don't want to get anywhere. So obviously it means that, there's some kind of protection that Rachok will provide for the person who provides the Levaya, to escort his guest, and that's Shalom Shalom L'Rachav L'Karav. The Rambam in Hilchos Avel, that was what was alluded to earlier. We hadn't seen the Rambam yet, but the Karen Ora mentions it in Source 10. Karen Ora, not often Memvom and Beis, he quoted this Rambam about the idea that the Bezdin has to set up people who'll be willing to escort guests, right? The appointees, we're going to take care of this. So he has a whole bunch of mitzvahs. The Rambam says in Perkedal Olach Aleph Milchus Avil 27, mitzvah says shall be vayim levaker cholim. There's a mitzvah midrabbanan to be vaker chole lachem avelim lahotzia meis lachnis hakala. All these different things you're supposed to do for other people, visit when they're sick and comfort the mourners and participate in the levayis hameis lachnis kala. Right, and la lavos aruchim. That's one. Our topic is one of the things mentioned in that Rambam Perek Yudal of Hilchos Avel Halacha Aleph. La lavos aruchim to escort the guest. Analyst Asik holds Tzorcha Kvura to do whatever's necessary. God forbid, so he dies for burial arrangements. And lady says, V'chein l'sameach ha'kala b'achos, and all these things. Okay, and he writes, V'elu hein, writes the Rambam, V'elu hein, on the second line of 27, V'elu hein, gemilus chasod and shirugufo, she'ein lem shir. These are all physical things you have to do for somebody else, which have no shir, no fixed, you know, requirement. What, I mean, what, how, does it, you come to Menachem Abba, how long do you stay? You stay as long as you need to stay. There's no fixed time limit. Okay? And then he writes, Afopi, shekol mitzvahs elam edivrayim, even though I just told you these mitzvahs are midrabanan, and the Rambam said, but, harehen bechlal v'yahavtolecha kamocha, the pasuk are printed in 26, right? Kedoshim, we all know the pasuk, perk yutesam, yikra pasuk yudches, lo sikom, lo sitas menachem, v'yahavtolecha kamocha. The Rambam tells us that all these mitzvahs, Bikur Cholim, Nichem Avelim, Achnosas Kala, Lavos Orchim, Mesameach Chosim Kala, all these things are Midrabanan, but they're subsumed under the Havzalei HaKamoch. We'll have to see what that means exactly. A different time. Motzei Shabbos is talking about this a little bit, but in a different context. But the Rambam writes, well, as I mentioned, the Motzei Shabbos here this week is going to be at 9:15, not 8:15. Anyway, let's mention that more at the end. But anyway, the Rambam writes that there's a mitzvah of Havtalech HaKamocha. That's a Doraisa, obviously, it's in the Torah. And the parameters, the specifics were determined by the Rabbanim. Anyway, one of them is our mitzvah here of escorting a guest. And the Rambam writes in Halacha Beis, take a look, Schar Alavaya Merubin HaKol. He says the Schar of all these things, we're all familiar with Bikur Cholem and Nichem Avelem and the Simchas Chosan Akala, all those wonderful things that we do. I mean, sometimes it's unfortunate to do it if somebody's sick or God forbid somebody died. You know, we have to do it. But these are great mitzvahs. And look what the Rambam writes again in Zilchus Avel Perikadal Lacha Beis. Top of the next page. Schar Halavaya Merubin HaKol. V'achok Shechokik Avram Avinu. V'derech HaChesed Shenagbo. The Rambam tells us this was imposed, this was introduced by Avram Avinu. Okay? He remachel over drachel mashkel son umelavo son. He gave them food and drink, and he was malav. Again, it's a pasuk, and our said we hear in Vayel that we started with in source one in Perak Yud Ches pasuk Tez Zayin vayichro vaykum misham anoshim. The malachim left, and vayishkifa pnisom Avram holich imam l'shalchem. Avram was accompanying them. So the Rambam writes it's something Avram, you know, instituted, and he quotes the other pasuk in Parshas Vayel, right? And he says gudol achnos usarchem echabolos pachbolos pnei hashkina. Chodos Orchim, even in a certain sense, is more important than greeting or talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because it says, the opening psuk of our Sedra in 28, right? He saw three people, and he was with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hold on, look in Pasuk Gimel, Vayomer, Hashem, im no matzosi chen menech ha-masa v'amadef. So some assume that means he told Hashem, wait a second, I got to deal with these guests. Okay, anyway, you see the importance of escorting one's guest, okay, and that's how the Gemara in Shabbos understands the pesukim on Kuf Chaf Zayin Amud Aleph. Amar Yehuda Rav Gedol Achnos Orchem Hakbolos Shchina. The Chsiv Vayomer. You assume that it's Hashem. Im No Matzachen Vanecha Al Na Savor. Right, and Rashi says there in Shabbos Kuf Chaf Zayin Amud Aleph 30. Vehi Nicho. He left the Kadosh Baruch Hu alone. Vehalacha Kabel Orchem. He told the Kadosh Baruch Hu, wait a second, I got to deal with these Orchem. Okay, now as we learned already, now we look back in the next halacha, halacha gimel, and we saw this already by Tztoka. The Rambam writes, "Kofin lelevaya kederach shekofin leTztoka." We already saw the Rambam by Hilchos Tztoka, right? Hilchos Matnas Aniyim. That was back in source 12, Perek Zion, Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, halacha yud. You can Bezin can set up a system to force people to pay taxes for charity, give money to charity. So the Rambam writes, "Kofin lelevaya kederach shekofin leTztoka." Same thing. Ubezin hayu misaknin shluchim. That's what the Karnor referred to earlier. Bezin would set up men by the agents. The Lavo saw them over to escort people. And we misatzlu b'davazem alam kilo shafkudamim. And if they're lazy about it and don't do it, so it could be accused of like murderers. That's why I have to make the statement. Yadeno shafkus adamazem. Afilu hamalves chaver arba amos yeshlo schar harbe. You just four paces, 6 feet, 8 feet, you got a great schar. But v'kama shir, what's the actual shir? So it depends. And we mentioned already, harav l'talmid is to the outskirts, you know, to the limits of the city. And aish l'chavero, that's tchum Shabbos. Talmud rabat parsa, rabat muvaka shosha parsa. Rabat brings l'alocha, that was read before in Sota daf mem v'amad beis. And other Rishonim do as well. The same in Mrs. Gadol, the smag, and esed that one of beis, says in the language of the Rambam, halavoya hu achok shachok Avram Avinu. He says like the Rambam, right? It's the whole story with Avram Avinu. and mentions the same din. He brings the halacha. This is a mitzvah. The sefer mitzvah is caught in the smock in mitzvah mem vav 33. Says the mitzvah derives is ligmol chasodim. One of the things is lasos levoya to escort guests. They mentioned what the shear is and so on. So I connect to Tegelufa, everything we said. I printed 34 and 35 out of the water by mistake. The Yosef Omitz, which is early Achronim, really, German sefer. Not, there's a Yosef Omitz in Chidor, that's not this. This is Yosef Omitz Chelek Alav, Dina Levoy, Simon Tof Samach Bob. He says, Kibalti Marana Rav Yaakov Schweinbort, I don't know who that is, Schweinbort, Shabola Ashkenaz Mitzvahs, he came to Germany, and this is the author of the Yosef Omitz, Yosef Hain, was a German Rav. Shabashah Sharotza Hamalava Lachsol Beso, when the Malava escorts him part of the way and he wants to return house, he returns to his house, and he's going to be alone now. So he should say, somehow, the word sode twice, then hasode, and somehow it adds up to the word hasode is shin dalajud, shakai, some mystical thing to protect himself. Okay, and he shouldn't look around, whatever, but that brings him back in peace. With all of this, we would assume that this is a very important mitzvah, and yet, I don't want to speak for other people, are we all nizer in this? I mean, the Rambam makes a fuss about it, and the smog, based on the Gemaras, and they're very specific. Do we escort people nowadays? Do we escort people, even Dalet Amos, out of our house? If we have a guest within the city, and if someone's leaving town, do we do with their Rebbes, you know? But I think the rest of us are not so careful about it. And even more striking is that although it's in the Rambam, you'll notice that I didn't quote in the Shulchan Aruch anything about it. You know why? Because not in the Shulchan Aruch. And that's a little bit striking. I wouldn't have the shoulders brought up to say it's not in the Shulchan Aruch. But luckily for us, the Be'er Sheva, the Sacha Be'er Eilenson, or the early Achronim, and the Sefer Be'er Sheva, and that's a commentary on certain Masechtas, and also Chubas in the back. So in the Sefer Be'er Sheva, 34, on that Dafin Sota, Mem Vomit Beis, he says, Kol Dina Levoy, Dima Maskal Kofin Levoy, right? Kol Dina Levoy, Kosan Rambam. The Rambam has it, a smag has it. But look what it says in a second. Avalatur, Rishar Mechamar Chonish, Miton. The Tur doesn't quote it. The Shacharach doesn't quote it. Velo Yodan Alama, I don't know why. Because no one seems to argue with it. It's just not there. Okay? The Efsher Mishum Dizmanazah, Ain Nogin Dina Levoy. So Beersheba says, again, right in the 1600s, nowadays, maybe we don't have that mitzvah anymore. It's not applicable. Why? It's too dangerous to travel on the road. And if a guy has to, he has to. It doesn't mean I have to risk my life. I don't have to risk my life to help him. Right? And it was considered too dangerous to travel. That's what he suggests. He quotes a Tosis in the last parak of Ksubas, and of course, Yoder and Bez, we'll see in a second, but going to Eretz Yisrael, the Sakana's drachim today, and he says, She'ein Adam Chayab Limsar Atma Sakana Babur Levoy Mishum Dechayacha Kodmin. The streets or the highways, wasn't really highways, the fields, they were so dangerous, the person doesn't have to risk his life for somebody else. That's the Gemara in Ksubas talks about the following. Let's say there's a dispute between a husband and a wife about making aliyah. So usually, in terms of, let's say a husband and wife, let's say the husband decides he wants to move to this North Pole. And the wife said, I don't want to live in North Pole. I want to remain here in Teaneck. So then he said, okay, we're going to divorce you. In such a case, he has to pay the ksuba. He decided to do something unusual to divorce. And his wife doesn't want to, because she's not mechuyev to go to the North Pole. She doesn't want to. Or anywhere else. Okay, and he wants to go, okay, divorce him, pay the ksuba. However, let's say the other round, she suddenly decides one day, I want to move to the North Pole. He doesn't want to go. So he's going to get divorced. Then he doesn't have to pay. She's the one who is responsible for breaking up the marriage. However, the Gemara says that whichever one, if one of them wants to go to Eretz Yisrael and the other one doesn't, it's the one who doesn't, doesn't matter who initiated what. It's the one who doesn't want to go that is considered to be the one breaking up the marriage. And that's enough coming in for the Ksuba. That's why it's in Ksuba. That's the Gemara in Ksuba's Kuf, Yudam and Beis 36. Tanarabana, who are Merlalos? He omer shalolos kofin asalol. You make it do, and if not, she does lose her ksuba. The other way around, she says, "I want to go there." He doesn't want to. We force him, and if he refuses to go, he's got to pay the ksuba. Okay, and so the Rashi points out in 37, lalos means mechutz laaretz laaretz. V'chein mishark b'lo shalaim. Even if it eretz yisrael, they want to move to Yerushalayim. Okay, so Tosus says there in ksuba's kuf yodam beis. That's what the Be'er Sheva was referring to. Who omer lalos? Eino noeg b'zmanes that is holding did. Hold in doesn't apply nowadays. The Iko Sakonas Drochim, because it's dangerous to travel. So you can't force a person to do something and then punish him and suddenly refuse to go. It's dangerous to travel. That's the way it was at that time. Okay. And we know The Gemara Pasuk says in Parsh Bahar, Vayikra Parakhaf, Pasuk Lam Rav 39, the end of the Pasuk is with Nesar Ross, Vechei Achicha Imach. Right? Vechei Achicha, I'm responsible for somebody else's life, but Imach with me. Vechei Achicha Imach. And that's the famous Gemara in Bava Metzia Samach Beizim and Aleph. Right? Vechei Achicha Imach, what do you learn from that Pasuk? That's the famous story of Akiva and Ben Petura, right? The two people traveling, and only one of them had a canteen with water, and they were out of water, so, if they're going to split it, they're both going to die. Okay, but if one will drink it, he'll be able to survive till they get to the nearest town. So the Ben Petura said, let them both drink it. Even if it means the guy's going to die, they'll die. What can you do? But the Rekiva said, no. Rechea, and I don't want to talk about that story right now, but the Rekiva Darshan, the last line of 40, there in Bava Metzia, this pasuk, okay, your own life takes precedence over somebody else's life. So therefore, that's the Be'er Sheva says. It's dangerous to travel, so I'm going to escort you, and you're going to go on your way. Now I got to run back to town myself to the safety of the town. It puts me in danger. So I'm not obligated to endanger my life to save you. So the Be'er Sheva proposes, maybe that's why nowadays people are not careful with that mitzvah anymore. Maybe that's why it doesn't appear in the Shulchan Aruch. It doesn't appear in the Shulchan Aruch, but the Darkei Moshe, in the very end of Choshen Mishpat, Siman Tav Chav Vav, it's the last siman in the tour, in the whole same for the tour, there the Darkei Moshe writes in Os Aleph, he quotes the mitzvah of Lelavos Orchim, okay, and he says, we're forcing it, he quotes everything we said, and there he says, even Arba Amos is a schar, and so he quotes the whole Rambam, and he quotes that it's a Gemara Brochus, and so on, he writes at the very end, Ubiyalkut Maharash Matzasya Idna Ain Noagin Lelavos Talmud Lerabo Ad Parsa, Mishu, he gets a different thing. You know why we don't find this Talmidim escort their rabbi and so on? He doesn't say because of the drachim. He says, Mishum debizman hazeh mochlin al kavodam. People are mochel nowadays. People's nature changed. They're mochel. You don't have to walk me. It's okay. That's apparently what happened in the days of Amo. Yesh leilech imo im chabero ad lifnei shahar ir. Still, you should walk a little bit with him. It doesn't let you off the hook entirely. But as far as walking a certain distance out of the town and so on and so forth, that's not necessary. Nowadays, people are mochel. The sma. It's in Tov Chav Zayin. There in Choshen, I told you, it's very interesting. Usually all the simonim in the tour are the same simon in the Shulchan Aruch, except for the very end. Choshen Mishpat in the tour ends with simon Tov Chav Vav, and the Shulchan Aruch is the Tov Chav Zayin. So in simon Tov Chav Zayin, Yud Aleph 42, the Sma quotes this as well from the Ramos. So that's another thing that people are mochel. Maybe that's another excuse that people today, I feel it's maybe the two things go together. Maybe because the roads are safe. And we live in town, so if I have somebody over for lunch and he lives 3 blocks away, I have to walk him out. You know, he's safe. He can go there. It's just not a problem. The Aruch HaShulchan, years later, more modern times, the Aruch HaShulchan, there in Choshen Mishpat, in the top of Vav and Siv Beis, right? It's a mitzvah, same with Yivrayim Lavos Orchim, okay? And he mentions something else. And he says, like the Rambam, they would have people in charge of making sure this happened and so on. But he writes on the third line of 43, but Achshav Lo Nagu Bazeh is another reason. Living out Shabbos, people are generally not walking so much anymore. That's today's Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch is coming today. They're not walking. They're no Simba Karon, right? They go in a wagon. And they're usually not alone anyway. Usually other people in the wagon. So I'm not sure if it's a din, other people being there wouldn't be the same with a car. But again, a car is dangerous also, obviously. But you get in a car, people are not walking anymore. And then he mentions what the shurim are and so on. And he also quotes there are more that people are mochel nowadays. But that's another point that people aren't walking, you know, certainly not out of the town. They're not going on foot in dangerous places. Again, I guess they're dangerous highways. But that's the Aruch HaShulchan. The Chofetz Chaim in the Sefer Avas Chesed, which is a Sefer with many dinim of gemilas, different types of gemilas chesed. Chela Gimel Perek Beis, the Chofetz Chaim writes in 44. The Achar She'ochal Oreach, Shosa, after the guest ate and drank, Yotze L'derech, he goes on his way. Yizoyer l'lavosa. He says you should be careful to escort him. Chazal ifliga ma'od. He says b'mitzazu. Chazal spoke very highly of this mitzvah. He says there's no shear to the reward, and a darshan psukim by Glarufa. Everything we said, and not only that, but Odomer in the third line. Shekolam alavah chaver filadamos yishuv eno nizuk. Nothing will happen to him as long as you walk even just dalat amos. To haftocha kadosh baruch hu, nothing bad will happen if someone escorts him just dalat amos. Okay, and we kofan like we kofan stoke. And then he adds, Ubifrat, you know, look at the last line on that page, fourth line of 44. Ubifrat im horech eni odeh heitev aderech. Okay, especially with a guy who doesn't really know the way. He's going to another town, and aderech, Misparish lekamenasivas. They're different, you know, crossroads. And I make a left here, you make a right there, you go straight. What do you do? You know, those kind of things. And mitzvah rabba he lelech ito olaharis lo. The big mitzvah to accompany him and show him, or at least to tell him, give him the directions. Today we have Waze, okay? So, you know, Waze tells you whatever, you know, it's perfect, right? But those that didn't have Waze, the person has to be Waze. Okay, I always said about Waze, lo sosum and adover ashir chal, yaminu small, right? They don't veer from what they tell you in Waze, either right or left. But they didn't have Waze in those days. So they, and it's a big schus and so on. And then he says, we should learn matohu la'adam yochel lilmod hamidah me'avram avinu. Aleph aleph stands for Avram avinu. Leo's to have a special room for the guests to stay and so on. So he speaks all about it. And he says, we'll come to the pasuk about Eshel, but look down, we can look down now in Perek Chaf Aleph, in our Sedra. Okay, right before the Akedah, it says in Perek Chaf Aleph, pasuk Lam Gimel, Vayita Eshel Bever Sheva. Vayikro Shem Hashem Hashem Kel Olam. What's an Eshel? He planted an Eshel. It's kind of a tree. Okay, he planted an Eshel, but the Chavetz Chaim writes, and we'll see how the Chazal say it also, Eshel is Rosh Tevis. Aleph Shin Lamed, Achila, Shtia and Levoya, escorting the guests. And some say Lamed is for Lina, for both. Now that's in the Chavetz Chaim proper. Chela Gimel, Perek Beis in the Ha'aris, in the you know footnotes, in 45, Goa, he quotes other Mamari about the importance of Levoya. And in a certain sense, he says the Levoya is even more important than having the guests. And Avraham Avinu interrupted his conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take care of Orchim. It's all one of all things that we mentioned before. But he writes, and he talks about the distances, how far you have to go, depending who the person is and so on. The problem is, he said, he's bothered also, why it's not in the Shulchan Aruch and so on. And he quotes that the Ramah, the Sma, quotes in the Ramah, the Dark Emosh, we saw before, at the seven lines down, the Idna Enogin Afilu Tano about Parshanus, the Mochel Kavodam, they're Mochel 1 second. The Gemara says, the Chavetz Chaim, Mashin Lano be Mochel. Because you remember, the Gemara said that there's a mitzvah, Malava and Mislava. The Malava is the escort, and the Mislava is the escortee, right? Is the guest. They're both, it's a mitzvah on both of them in a certain sense. So it sounds like an Allah to be Mochel. So that's a question that Chavetz Chaim raises, that you're not supposed to be Mochel. Okay? And then he says, Yeshlomar, the Sham Kral Ika Levoy, Dana Shalom Yalavo, so Klal. Maybe that's only talking about the Shudim Yalav at all, as opposed to his larger Shura. Meaning, and this is what I want to get at. It seems to be a little bit of two different things operating here. There's the basic Dalet Amos, right? Four Amos, and that's even in the town itself, in the city. And then there's the distances outside, depending upon who the guest is, if it's a Rav and a Talmud, if it's friends and so on. So keep that thought. The Chavetz Chaim doesn't really develop it, but that's what he's saying. He's saying that the basic requirement, that is where the Mislave is not allowed to refuse it. The distances, then he can be mochel. And maybe that's why people aren't careful. But sof kol sof, it emerges from the Chavetz Chaim that the basic four amos, that's not negotiable. As we were trying to figure out why the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention it, and you know, so some different reasons proposed. Be'er Sheva said the roads were dangerous. And, you know, there are more mentioned people in mochel, but that doesn't, and there are Shulchan, we go in the car, but that doesn't pot you from the original arba amos. That's the, Chavetz Chaim. Then he adds at the end, he said, there's a person who would always have guests, and then he suffered a terrible thing. There was a fire. Okay. And they wondered, oh, the person had guests, what's his reward? Well, he never was Malavi's guest, never escorted his guests. Eshel, he said, stands for Achila, Shia, and Levoya. Well, he didn't have Levoya. He just had Achila, Shia, just Esh. Okay. Anyway, that's the sort of what Chavetz Chaim tells. And that's the Pasuk, Vayita Esh, Vayasheva. So again, we find Rabbeinu Bachya on that Pasuk. It's Parak Hafala Pasuk Lam Gimel. He says, "Very real pshat ba'ita eshel." That's Shane Elon. That's a tree, okay. And he planted some trees there and vineyards and whatever else to be able to have partners, to be able to have fruit and foods for people who are coming by. Very nice. And I use that as an opportunity to call out the name of Hashem. But the Medrash, he says in the second paragraph, what he says, Medrash quote the Medrash Tilim, which I printed below. Shochar Tov, it's called. That's the nickname of the Medrash Tilim. It's Mizra Lamed Zion Pasuk Aleph. But the Rabbeinu Bachya writes, "So a Medrash." Aita Eshel, Aleph is Achila, Shin, and Shchiva, and Lamed is Levaya. Achila and Shia counted one, Shin is Shchiva, resting. So that takes care of the Lamed. Now the Lamed is free for Levaya. And that's Otsio's also Sha'al, Eshel backwards, or mixed around, Sha'al, because Avram would always ask the guest, what do you need? How can I help you? And so on. Can I help you? And then he writes, the third paragraph of the Medrash, he writes, V'da ki mitzvahs l'vayi gemara mitzvah. That's the end of the mitzvah with Avachlas Zorchem, like with Avraham Avinu when they were leaving. Quotes our pasuk we started with, Avraham Holechim Amul Shalchem to Melava them and so on. Okay, and then right after that it says, Hashem Amar, Hashem spoke to him, so the Tzchus of this mitzvah, Hashem appeared to Avraham. Okay. The Medrash Tilim is in Mizmor Lamed Zayin, Perek Lamed Zayin, Tilim 48. It said, again, that the Tzchus of Avraham Avinu, and it also mentions Eshel, Zachila Shti and Levi, it doesn't mention Shiva. Okay, now, I just want to look to the last few minutes of the shiur. I printed three tshuvas, that's in 49, 50, and 51, from the Shavuos tshuvas, Bitzel HaChoch, Bitzalo Stern. Contemporary, I don't think he's alive anymore, but his brother, his younger brother is a Moshe Stern, so Deborah Ziner, maybe you've heard of him. Anyway, to this, Bitzalo Stern has a collection of tshuvas called Bitzel HaChoch. So there's three tshuvas in a row, Lamed Dal, Lamed Hay, and Lamed Vav, which deal with some of these issues. Okay, and he 49, for example. What about this one? Din lech levoya lechavero rabo tamid b'no seah barakeves b'aviron. Okay, let's say the guy's going to train. So how far do you have to learn the lamed? You're supposed to go, well, you should follow the train, right? Or follow the plane? How do you do that, right? He says he's riding in modern times, okay? Or a boat, baniya, right? Take a ship. And what about when he just leaves your house and so on? So how do you, basically he's talking about the mitzvah of Levoya nowadays. And most people are not walking when they leave your house to get into their car. They're taking a subway home, they're taking a bus, they're going on a plane, okay? I mean, I remember still, people here my age and old certainly remember, when somebody went on a plane, you saw them off. Remember that? You would see them off. My grandparents were going to the airport to see them off. Right? Anyone remember what I'm talking about? Right? I remember my grandparents would fly out to Israel. They would come here to Teaneck first, and then we'd go to the airport to see them off. You know, it was a big thing. We go, that's not done nowadays, but that's a Levoya.
It was to make sure they left.
Right. Well, it depends on the guest. Well, yes. Okay. Anyway, so he speaks about the important mitzvah, importance of the mitzvah first, and Kofan and Levoya, and he writes in the second line, or third line, actually, 49. He finds that people are not careful about this mitzvah. Okay, Harbei v'rubam einam akavanos haklal. He said most people don't think about this mitzvah at all. Arasher kimat v'nishko mitzvazu. Okay, it's almost forgotten about. Again, it's not the Shulchan Aruch, which is strange. But he said no one observes it; it's almost forgotten about. And ulo motzah tam nochal adover. Okay, and he says, and what do you do in general when a guy's going out to his car, to out of the door to your car, or he's going to the train station or to the airport or whatever? So he writes in Oz Hey, that's the beginning. Oz Dalad. The basic mitzvah, we saw this split a little bit earlier, but now I want to focus on it as he does. The basic mitzvah is to be malavis somebody four amos. And that somehow protects the person. It's going to protect them from any nezek, like the Marsha said, we saw that earlier. Okay. Now, if you and somehow that's our tradition that even being malave a guest for amos that grants him some sort of protection, okay, for the rest of his trip, not just for those four amos, okay, and that's what the Gemara says. If you don't do that, you're like shofar gadamim and so on. All right, when the Gemara goes on to tell these other distances, the rav with the talmid, the friend, and so on, goes to the border of the city limits and other things. He said that's a different thing. Okay, that's a din and kavod. That's to be mechabed the person. Okay, you have to go a certain distance and mechabed the person. The rav is mechabed his talmud a little bit. The talmud is mechabed the rav more. Okay, and he says that's what he says. What we mean nowadays when it says in the poskim that nowadays we don't do this. Talmud doesn't escort his rav and so on and so forth. And because they're mochel, what do you mean they're mochel? They're mochel and they're kavod. So what Stern is saying, and I think others say this too, is there are really two aspects to the mitzvah of escorting. There's the protect from danger aspect, and that's accomplished somehow by just the initial four amos. Then there's the covered. You show the person in the covered. You know, depending on who he is, you escort him part of the way. That is subject to mechila. And that solves the question before, how can we, Chabad Chaim, how can we mochel? It says that the Gemara says that both the milava and the mislava, the escort-er and the escortee, both are not allowed to give up this mitzvah. So How can you talk about mechila? So again, the answer is that that's talking about the covered part, the additional. But the basic form is that's required. That's what he thinks what the poskim means. He says, I will ikar mitzvah, the third line in the second paragraph, I will ikar mitzvah alone is batla. Shall zeh ene mechol, I'm going to shom le mechol. That you can't be mechol on. Okay, because that's like shofar gdomim, we say. Okay, so that's the, that's how he explains that. In Osches, he quotes the Be'er Sheva, and the Kasha of Be'er Sheva, it doesn't seem to be in Rashi, and so on and so forth. It doesn't seem to be in the Shulchan Aruch. And he says again, this man is a mochel and al kvodam. Yeah, and they're covered, they can be mochel. Okay? And maybe they'll do it because it's, you know, why should I put you in danger? I have to travel. It's not fair for me to insist that you come along and put yourself in danger. All right? Then in Tess, he says, people don't keep this mitzvah anymore. Of course, they're al shulchan. We go in the wagon and so on. Okay? And they're not usually alone. But he says, well, let's look at the end, Yud Gimel. Ha'ola l'halacha. Aleph, ikar mitzvah levaya ene ela dalal amos ba'ir. Four amos when he leaves your house in the city. That's the basic mitzvah. Okay? Bay is nearly sheish al koponim. Tzas mitzvah levos gam l'rab mitzvah l'der. He says something that's a different thing. You should even escort numerous people, even though they're not alone. And he writes, Gimel, bizmaneinu afilo tamad l'rab ha'muvak ein chavar l'avos rakat shar ir. Dalid, no seba or a keves, you take him to the train station. No seba of your own, you take him to you know, to the airport or to the limits of the town. Okay. Bechein yelaves mishosem chonis mafteach mipesach beso adam choskav dal amos berega b'tzadam chonis. Walk four amos next to the car. I don't know how he does that. When he pulls out, we do that by a levaya, right? We walk behind the Levi in the sense of a funeral. We walk behind the car. That's Levi's Hameis. But his Levi's Achai. He says to walk behind the car a little bit. Okay. And then he even says, or you can go in your car, follow him a little bit. Okay. Again, people don't do this, but that's what he suggests. And the next tshuva, Simon Lamed Hey, okay, he says, the Rambam, he makes a point about the Rambam. It says, Lavos Orchim, okay. And he says, so he says, is the mitzvah of levaya just by an oreach from another city who has to leave and then is in danger of the way? Or no, everyone's every guest an oreach. So he deals with that a little bit. And he writes in Bays about, he calls that neon and stati ki oreach shenok to lab dafka. El l'chol yotzeh l'derech afil l'mishahu ben osa ir. I live in this town. I know the streets as well as you do, if not better, right? Still yeh smitzah l'vosa a little bit. And he says, that's an interesting thing from the Maharal in Oz Gimel over here. He says that there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up certain places to be settled in the world and some places not to be settled, and there were mazikim around. Okay, so that's why it's a, you know, it's a good thing to escort someone and protect them from danger. But again, there's two aspects. That's what he says. There's the covered aspect and the shmira aspect, right? So the Rambam didn't use the word orchim. Okay, you know, he meant any type of guest. Look at the end, the very bottom. Olah halacha aleph mitzvah lelavos gam leben ira yotzal derech. Even if the guy's from this town, he knows the way home. Beis orechu ben ir yotzal derech. We have shal lavos ashneim. Then efshem is lavos orech. That's one of his an orech, and from this town, and the other one's from the out of town. Which one you have to do first? Okay, again, he tells you all the details. You can look into it yourself. The last tshuva is in chelik dalad siman lamed vov. Okay. He mentions about meal. The Balei Tosfos said the shear is a meal. And he quotes that some say like that. Oh, sometimes I don't know where that comes from. Okay, I don't know where meal comes from. Yeah, the Balei Tosfos has a remez, malachav, yitzav, alachav, or shetavis meal. But when that's not really not clear where that comes from, because the word doesn't mention the distance of a meal. Okay. All right. So anyway, this tshuva, he sums up by saying, Olo halacha. Ain chilek mitzvah levaya bein tamachochel lamaretz. There's a mitzvah levaya for any guests. Maybe the distance, but it's different. But there's no there's certainly a mitzvah even by lamaretz. Bay is shir levaya lachaver ad chum shabbos also ir bein otole b'derech mil klal. Rejects the whole meal. You got to go to chum. The Gemara never mentions meal. We have Ramazim about meal. In any event, this gives you a picture, I think, of this mitzvah. I mentioned we want a Kadosh Baruch Hu to protect us. Right? We want the angels of Kadosh Baruch Hu to protect us. But at the end of the day, There seem to be a lot of details that remains a question, at least to my mind, remains a question as to why the Shulchan Aruch never mentioned it. And again, the Ramah does mention the Darkei Moshe, the Sma, on the side of the page of Shulchan Aruch, where Sanayim, on the end of, not much the end of Chosh Mishpat, the very end of Shulchan Aruch, does mention it. So we had different suggestions as to why it's not mentioned. Chidor said, not the Chidor, the Beersheba said that it's because the roads are dangerous. Others point out, you know, today also, I think in one of the Shulchan's, I just skipped it, but the Mesilas Chochmah says also today you have signs on the road. You're not going to get lost as easily without Waze. Okay. You have maps. I don't remember what a map is. Okay. But without maps, you have signs, you know, this way is that time. It's harder to get lost today as well. So that's also a big difference between today and then. And therefore, you can be mochel. But what I want to stress again is that there seem to be two dinim. One is not really subject to mechila. The basic din of to be alive with somebody is four amos. So it seems to me it's the proper thing to do when you have guests. I don't know a way out. Again, I mean, the Betzel HaChochmah complains in the first tshuva that people seem to have forgotten all about this mitzvah, and nobody does it. And I tell everybody why the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention it. Everybody else does. The Rambam, the Smag, everybody else mentioned it. You know, that it brought down to the din. It's in the Gemara. You know, so why shouldn't there be such a din? Again, so we can say, well, now it's dangerous to travel, which is not so dangerous anymore. So it's okay to allow somebody. We can say that people can be mochel, but you can only mochel, like I said, the covered aspect. When someone wants to give me covets, I can be mochel my covet. But if danger, I can't be mochel and say, don't, you know, I don't care about the danger. I can't be mochel that. So the original four amos, in some way, if you escort the person four amos, somehow I've talked that he won't come into any danger. Anyway, this is an overview of some of the dinam of escorting one's guests. It's proper, I think, that again, it's somewhat of a forgotten mitzvah, but there is a mitzvah of Achnos HaSorchem, of course. When the guests leave, you show them to the door, you should probably walk out a few paces, a few da'aram is not so far. Walk out the door with them. I think that would seem to be a proper thing. Chavetz Chaim said certainly in that letter we said before, in the Avos Chesed, in the footnote we said before, Chavetz Chaim says that certainly you should still do. The COVID part, okay, you can be mechabit somebody, but you don't have to. That the person can be mochel was a standard assumption, so to speak, that people already are mochel on that, so it's not an issue. And again, the difference when we go in today, people aren't traveling alone, they're busing, they're trains, what I mean. So the parameters change somewhat, but basically there's still a mitzvah of Levoya to escort somebody, which has a great reward. So we should try and chaperai in this mitzvah, we can revive this mitzvah. I wish everybody a good Shabbos.